Hello folks, right, in this video we're going to be looking at your emotions, where they come from, how they work and what order they come, so that hopefully by the end of this video you're going to have a better understanding of how to read them and also how to change them. You know, over the last couple of years as I've gone down this road in kind of counselling and therapy and all this kind of thing, I have people come to me. So, Kane, I'm anxious. I am anxious, or I am depressed, or I am stressed, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I'm something. And generally, people will define themselves, who they are, by how they're feeling. Well, as I've said once or twice throughout this program already, we are not our feelings. You are not your feelings, and you're also not your thoughts. You're a human being. You have traits, you have a personality, and you are who you are. You may be loving, giving, caring, authentic, genuine, or none of these things. It depends. I'm hoping that by now you are going to have begun to invest a little bit of time into actually working out who it is that you actually are. Because fundamentally, this is where you draw your confidence from in life. Who it is that you are, not your external circumstances. Because you see, when you do look to your external circumstances, your achievements, to give you a certain feeling, happiness, joy, excitement, whatever, and if these things in turn don't come through for you, as I'm sure you've already experienced throughout the extent of your life, you may be prone to experiencing any range of debilitating negative emotions. So, to hopefully illustrate this, what I wanted to do was again draw this dodgy picture in the background of what's actually a footballer. A footballer with his little football and he's looking at the goal. So the goal is ultimately his prize. And ultimately the reason that he plays football is probably to score goals. Because if you've ever played football or if you've ever watched the World Cup or any of these big footballing tournaments, scoring goals are pretty big thing. You know, it's great for making you feel significant and everyone's chanting your name and all that kind of stuff. But if you think about it, through life we all have goals. We all have targets, we have objectives, things that we're working towards. And like the footballer, if the footballer's running up towards the goal, and let's just say that something was to get in his way. For example, a defender. All right, I don't think I've ever experienced or seen on TV or in a live football match when an attacker is coming up to goal and a defender gets in the way and comes up to him, gets in his way and takes a ball from him, for the attacker to just, oh, well, thanks, a good tackle, oh, good one, or even for him to be particularly pleased about this. Generally, if you have ever seen some sort of result, some sort of negative outcome. I'm thinking about the last World Cup. Who was the guy? Was the Italian guy that bit, or was the Costa Rican guy? There was a guy that bit this other guy anyway. Out of sheer reactive, negative anger, or whatever you would want to call it. But I guess this is the first point that I'm going to make. You see, when you're going for a goal in life, as our good footballer is, as soon as he comes up against, now this is where he's looking. He's looking right direct towards the goal. This is where he wants to get to. He knows that if he ultimately gets the ball in these nets, he's going to feel like a bit of a hero. They might be singing his name and he's going to feel on top of the world. So ultimately, he really wants to experience the feeling. But let's just say that defender A gets in his way right here, tackles him and takes the ball from him. Well, you see, in exactly the same way as what you would feel if someone or something initially got in the way of you and the goal that you're trying to reach, you're initially going to feel one of two emotions. Anger and frustration, or frustration. This is the immediate response. It is. We are going for something that we want in life. Something gets in our way and, get out of my way. I'm coming through. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. You're trying to stop me from doing what I want to do and ultimately getting what I want to get and achieve whatever it is that I want to achieve. So anger and frustration is always the first in the line of negative emotions that we experience when we don't get whatever it is that we want in life. Ultimately, the things that we want in life are our goals. So, okay, Mr. Attacker now, he's with his ball and he's managed to work his way around the first defender. You know, just, you know, he was getting pretty frustrated that the defender got in the way, but he managed to get past the defender. And then here we go, we've got another defender gets in his way that poses another threat towards him ever being able to reach his goal. Now you see, defender one, he managed just to get beyond that, make a little bit of progress, but now he might have been taken down. He might have been taken out of the equation completely. He might have been tackled. He might have been tripped up. Anything. You see, if he wasn't good enough or skilled enough to work his way and weave his way through these two defenders, through these two obstacles, if you like, he's now going to feel one of two different emotions. The first one being fear, or the second one being anxiety. So what is it he's fearful of? What is it that he's anxious of, or he could be anxious of? Well, you see, once we've gone beyond anger and frustration on route to us scoring our goal or achieving our aim in life, we feel angry and frustrated when something or someone initially gets in our way. But if something else gets in our way, or if we're not able to get beyond the first obstacle that initially arose, we're going to begin to feel fearful and anxious, thinking to ourselves something along the lines of, will I ever be able to reach my goal? Will I? I'm not sure. I'm anxious about this. I'm fearful of what it may or may not mean if I don't score this goal. These people may not like me. They may reject me. They may spit on me or hate me or turn against me. So it's the fear and the anxiety of what may or may not happen if we fail to reach our target and ultimately score our goal. But that's not enough to stop us pursuing our goal or our target. So let's just say that the attacker here, he's still got his ball and he's managed to weave his way around the first defender, the second defender, and here he comes here. Defender number three gets in the way and stops him, tackles him, he kicks the ball away, and here lies the attacker, right here. He's gone from here to here. He's failed miserably. He's not scored his goal. You see, now that he's not scored his goal, he's given it his best chance. He's not been able to score this goal based upon the best of his efforts. There's not really anywhere else for him to go emotionally other than feeling the guilt and the shame of simply not being good enough. Now, yeah, I've used a football illustration here to hopefully make this point and show you how it is that your emotions work. Can you relate this to yourself? I mean, has there ever been a goal, or there's been something you've wanted to achieve, something you've been going for? And let's just say that you could be asking out the guy or asking out the girl, and you know, someone else gets in first and asks them, and initially you're angry, you're frustrated because they pose a threat to stealing or taking from you whatever it is that you want. You see, if this person does get in your way and ask the girl or the guy out before you, well, you now don't really have any option but to feel fearful and anxious. Well, will they say yes to this person? Will they say no? Will I even ever stand a chance again with this person? But then let's just say that the answer is yes, and this person that you've been pursuing for quite some time chooses this other person over you. Well, you see, all that's left for you to feel is guilt and shame of not being good enough. And this is the order of your emotions. Some people say in life, I'm depressed. It's just how I am right now. I've caught the depressed bug. I must have been standing at a bus stop and caught it in thin air. Well, okay, the good news is, if you do feel depressed, well, you're feeling depressed. You are not depressed. Depression is something that you do in the same way that you do guilt, shame, anxiety, fear, frustration, or anger. You have choices in these things. But you see, if this is the natural order of things, you know, first and foremost, we'll experience anger or frustration, then fear, then anxiety, then guilt and shame. We've actually completely run out of options then. And all that's left for us to feel is depression. Depression. Why would we feel depressed? Because, you see, even despite our very best of efforts, we have not been good enough, or capable enough, or skilled enough, or articulate enough, or knowledgeable enough, or good-looking enough to reach our goal. So, how could you use this information in the context of your very own life? Good question. Thank you very much for asking. Well, you see, if you understand the order of your emotions and how they actually work, and if you're even able to recognise how these work in the context of your very own life, well, that means that you can actually use your emotions as kind of like an internal GPS. You can use your emotions to determine what it is that you're thinking about. Remember in one of the earlier videos we talked about the inside out revolution? What you think about, you feel, and how you feel will determine the actions that you take, and ultimately the actions that you take will determine the outcomes that you get. So if you can imagine, the outcome is, or the ideal outcome would be scoring the goal. So initially you think about scoring a goal. Okay, I think I could score a goal here. So you feel excited about it, you feel excited about it at the chance that you may actually score this goal. But then if you're taken out halfway through, someone gets in your way and you can't score the goal anymore, well, you're going to feel angry and frustrated because someone's got in the way of you getting what it is that you want. So then you're going to go on to feel anxious and fearful. Will I ever be able to score the goal? Will I be able to get another opportunity to score this goal again today? But if you don't, or if you're taken off, or you're red carded, or something like that, you're taken out of the game for whatever reason, well, all you have left to feel is the guilt and shame of not being good enough to meet your goal or reach your target. And once you've come to that place, you feel depressed because you've kind of just validated the thought or the belief that you have about yourself that you're just not good enough. So, the thought, I'm not good enough, is the thought that gets most of us. It gets a very, very high percentage of us all the time, most days. I struggle with this as well sometimes when I fail. I don't quite get the results that I want. You know, I think to myself, am I good enough? So if I think, am I good enough? Then I start to question whether I am actually good enough at just being me. And when I start to question that, I begin to feel fearful, a little bit anxious. Will my best efforts moving forward into the future be enough to allow me to reach my goals, meet my objectives, meet my targets, and ultimately get the results in life that I want? So our emotions, emotional management, we can use them like a GPS to determine what it is that we are thinking. Because you see, if we think an unuseful thought that's not valid, we don't have to validate it, and we don't. Remember, we are not our thoughts, we are not our emotions, we are not our actions, and we are not our behaviours. We are a whole lot more than that, but unfortunately, many of us in life will determine ourselves by what we think, how we feel, how we act, or how we behave and how we get the outcomes that we ultimately get in life. So if you want to change how you feel, then go back to what it was you were initially thinking. Because although it's not impossible, it might be a hard one to stop doing. The footballer here, he doesn't have to take responsibility for scoring this goal all by himself. If he's not confident that he could score the goal on this one occasion, he could always pass back or pass to one of the other forwards that's going to be alongside him somewhere. He doesn't have to go for it all by himself. So is there a goal that you're going for today, all by yourself, that you may or may not be able to achieve? But if this goal that you're going for you weren't able to achieve 100% all by your own, what would that mean for you emotionally? And if it would mean something for you emotionally, would you now be able to manage this? A lot of food for thought here. I look forward to seeing you in the next video.